and to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. I hope you're well. You can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE, and my biblical question is a doozy. Is a mama mia? Is a hola? It's an amazing question to start the year out for those who want to truly work on themselves. It's not for everybody, because everybody, most people, do not want to work on themselves. So it's not for you. Only for those who want to look on the inside of themselves and know thyself. Biblical question. Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And we are heard around the world, Monday through Friday, by everybody and they mama. If you're black, they mama. If you're white, their mama. Everybody, their mama. And some of you are busy around the world. You can't just sit and watch it. So you podcast and you get back to it a little later. But good news. No matter where you are and what you're doing, it doesn't matter. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live. At 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And I am going to get to your super chats. It's Yeehaw! It's Tuesday. Yeehaw! Again and already in year 2025. What the? It's Tuesday. And Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me. What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing. Amazing. Who let the dogs out? Ooh. It's amazing. Amazing. This is going to be an amazing year, I think. I have a way to see, of course. But as a result of having Donald Trump in the White House and his the right-o Republicans and the Democrats hate him, and in spite of the president appear to be building an amazing team to work with him this time around to get the work done, it's still going to be a battle because there are people in our government that you voted for over and over and over again. You voted for them that is only there for themselves, for money and perceived power. They love to create wars because it gets money for them. They make money from that. They love to create confusion with the voters, with the citizens, between the citizens, because they get programs from that, which means money and more votes. And it all depends on what side you're on, right? So it's not going to be easy for the president. And knowing the Great White Hope, of what I know about the Great White Hope, he doesn't seem to care about being easy. He doesn't seem to be bothered by things being difficult. He just seemed to do what he got to do. And he understands the battle. It's a spiritual battle. He appears to understand that, and so he's just doing what he got to do. And as a result, you can't stop him so far. They have not been able to stop him. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. And I invite you to think about it because, and again, leave a little space between you and the president so you can see. And when you do run into things that you don't agree with him about, you won't turn against him. Have you noticed that people love you up until they disagree with something, and all of a sudden they just turn on you. They just turn on you. They don't say, okay, well, I disagree with that, but I still like what you're doing. I agree with this. They turn because they'll make the person their God already. And if God, their false God, should do one thing or say one thing that they don't agree with, it's an automatic turn. What a mess, huh? And they don't see that there's something wrong with that. And the reason they don't see it, because they're not aware of themselves. They're not conscious. They are unconscious. Most people live an unconscious life. Most people. 97-98% live an unconscious life. Most people don't work on themselves. They just walk through the world, eyes are open but asleep. But the Great White Hope, He just does what he got to do in spite of the attacks that come from within and the ones that come from without. So some of you know that the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, they've been having him in court forever, right? Just making up stuff. And they were desperately trying to prevent him from running again and winning. They're like dumbfounded that he won. They don't know what to do with that. They're like, what the? As a matter of fact, that gal, Camilla certified the vote yesterday. And you can see she was having, was not a happy cookie. She had the loser had to certify the vote to the winner. And she a female, too. She did not like it at all, but she did it. And they tried all they can do. I remember when Camilla ran, whatever they did to get Joe Biden not to run, and Camilla ran for, quote-unquote, president. They, for a while, they pretend like the public loved Camilla. They were all happy or pretended to be happy and happy time, and everybody loved Camilla, right? Come to find out that that wasn't true. They found out that that wasn't true. Isn't that amazing? But anyway, she certified the votes yesterday, and it's certified now. It's done. All right? It's done. But anyway, so there's a judge, and I like this story because I want to encourage you even more so. Really. Do what you want, of course, but I want to encourage you. There is another life you can live, and that you don't have to be miserable. You don't have to give into the world. You can overcome the world, the false world that's in your imagination and the world outside of you, that you can deal with the issues of life without crying or worry or scared or whatever. You can be free. And that's why I like this story. And I appreciate Donald Trump's example of what it's like to live on Earth in a human form, human being body, but to live in the spirit. He's just such an example of that. He really is, but most people don't see it. Because they're not looking at themselves. They're just looking at him, and they're judging him in a blind way, ego way. They don't really see what the man is doing, right? But so I like the story, and that Donald Trump is an example of what we all should be or become. He's a rare example on Earth. I'm sure you can, if you look up and down the world, you can find one or two more men like this. But it's very, very rare. Most people can't even handle loneliness, fear. They can't handle not being like someone. They can't handle not being in the crowd or belonging to something or someone. They can't handle anything because they're not working on themselves. But anyway, Donald Trump is an example of that. So there is this so-called judge out of New York that is on, in my opinion, on such an ego trip and hatred for Donald Trump, it's hard for him to let go. Have you ever met a person that hated you so much, jealous of you or envious, and they wanted they wanted to just try to revenge. They wanted to destroy you. And no matter what, they won't let go because they spend their whole lifetime trying to hurt you and they only hurt themselves. This judge is doing the same thing, in my opinion, to himself. He's not hurting Donald Trump at all. Zero. He's hurting himself. And that's what happens when you try to get revenge to what someone else, you try to hurt someone else, you literally hurt yourself. What you do to others, you're doing it to you. If you love others, you're loving you. If you hate others, you're hating you. And you feel the pain. You feel the pain. You can't sleep at night because you try to figure out how to get at someone. Isn't that amazing? What you do to others, you're doing it to yourself. And so what this judge thinks that he's doing to the great white hope, he's really doing it to himself. And the people who are observing him, they know that this judge is doing this to himself. They see the hatred in him. They see the revenge. He think they don't see it, but they see it. And the judge is miserable. According to AP News, President-elect Donald Trump remains on track to be sentenced this week in his, quote-unquote, I'm saying quote-unquote, hush money case. After a judge on Monday deny his request to halt proceeding while he appears a ruling that upheld the historic verdict. The judges and the black DA that went after Donald Trump is no better. The one thing I want to encourage you for, you just say you don't believe me. Give it a try. You may not know it, and I know some people love their anger, they love their hell, they love their misery, they love to feel a certain way, and then they love to blame you for how they feel, right? I know that. So that's not going to change. Some will, but most won't. Drop your anger so you can see. We're supposed to be loving one another, praying for one another. That's a request by God, not me. But that's the last thing you do. Anything but love, right? But anyway, this judge will not let go. Watch this from Fox News.
We are awaiting response from Judge Juan Merchan to President-elect Trump's last-minute bid to delay sentencing in his New York criminal case. This is the trial involving Stormy Daniels that resulted in a felony conviction on falsifying business records. Many people, including my next guest at the time, said that this was a very, very weak case. It was tried in a New York court, and now Trump's legal team wants this Friday's sentencing delayed again as it appeals this verdict. Judge Merchan has signaled that he will sentence Trump to a, quote, unconditional discharge, meaning that no jail time or other penalties will exist 10 days before his inauguration. So what is the judge's goal here?
To feel a fake sense of life from trying to get revenge, trying hard to embarrass Donald Trump, which cannot be done, by the way. Have you ever had a life where you cannot be embarrassed because you understand? Because you understand. Above all, get an understanding. Of all getting, get an understanding. Understanding will make you free. Understanding will cause you to see. Understanding will give you real life. Most people don't get understanding. What now? So this judge, poor judge, don't blame him. He was born with hell in his mouth. And still trying to go after Donald Trump. Isn't that amazing? Knowing that the whole world, for the most part, not all, support him. They voted for him. They gave this judge a finger during the trial. Most people fell in love with Donald Trump because they didn't like what was being the way he was being treated. And yet this judge will not let go. And I want you to focus on your life. Have you noticed you won't let go? You won't let go. You won't let go. You won't let go of your anger. You won't let go of your imagination. You won't let go of your victimhood mentality. You won't let go of revenge toward others. You won't let go of hating, which is the same. You won't let go of fear. You won't let go. Have you noticed that in your own life? And you love blaming others for the way you feel. I tell you, hey, nobody's responsible for the way you feel. You already feel that way. I don't care what you think that they think about you or feel about you or what they say to you. Your feelings are inside of you. It had nothing to do with what someone else say or think about you. Are you that dumb? Why can't you see that your feelings are inside of you? Those thoughts are inside of you, and it's coming from within. You won't let go. it feels good to blame. And most people love being victims. They love blaming. And they are on the run. Donald Trump is not on the run. He's a good example, folks, of what you should want to be in your life. And what you can be. You can be free. And the world will go after you. Oh, they're going to go after you. Because the world hate you for trying to overcome the fallen state. They don't want you to go free. Your family, your wife, your husband, your children, your workers, your voters, your whatever. Your doctor, your lawyer. They don't want you to be free. Free. Take these pills and take them until I tell you stop, and they never tell you to stop. And then they tell you, oh, you have kidney failure now. Or liver failure. Why? You took those pills too long. But you didn't tell me to stop. What the? Human beings are evil. This judge is an example of that. Human nature has no good in it. There's no such thing as good in human beings. You ain't gonna find it. You can pretend that, oh, that's such a good person. You're lying to yourself. This judge is an example of that. They write on Republicans, the Democrats, and the liberal media. They're all examples of evil. The actresses, the movies, so-called movie star, entertainer people, a mess. What a mess. One other quick thing that they have done in my country, and I've told you this over and over again, this is a setup. The devil is setting you up in your imagination, and the devil is setting you up through other people in their imagination. Our government set us up to be afraid, to be taxed, to pay expensive prices for gas and food, to never go free in order to control you. That's what socialism is about, control. The crime in my country is out of control. To the point that there was a situation down in, I believe it was Santa Monica, California, the other day, according to the local news. You know how some people have their homes, what do you call that, Nick, when you put this thing around your house and you have to stay away for a few days so they can run all the rats and the bugs away?
Fumigating?
Fumigating. So these people down, they put the tent around your home, right? So they can fumigate your home, but you have to go away for a few days. Well, down in Santa Monica, according to the local news, they did, some people did that. And while they were away, some people, guys, broke into their home. They went under the tent, worked through the tent, broke into their home, and stole their stuff. I mean, they have, the homeowner had video around the home, right? And they showed the people just going around the house, inside the house, like they were shopping, like they were at Walmart. They were looking in the closets, in the kitchen, in the everywhere, and just taking jewelry and just taking it. Not afraid of the police coming. Not concerned about being on video because they know there's no bail bond, even though they kind of changed that a little bit, I think, in California. They call themselves going to be hard on crime. But they weren't even concerned about the gas, the poison gas or whatever it is that killed the animals. But because it's a setup by our government, not a government from Russia? That's the American government. Remember when Black Lives Matter, far left, liberal, radical, worse than the KKK organization was shouting, no peace, no, defund the police. No peace, no justice, defund the police. You fell for it. You said, okay, can you get any dumber than that? And so now that the police are defunded, crime, and they say, okay, next thing, let the inmates out of prison. Don't put the blacks in jail because too many blacks are in jail. It's racist. It's not fair. And now they're, okay, the blacks, y'all can come out of jail. And these are not just black people now doing the crime. They have illegal aliens, gang members and things like that that are doing the crimes. And then they tell you, oh, you can't have a gun. You, the American citizen, cannot have a gun. It's a gun fault. Let the people break in, rob, steal, and kill, and do everything. But you can't protect yourself. Your own government. This is not outside influence. Outside influences coming in and doing what they're doing as a result of what our government is allowing. But your own government. And you vote them in and day out until they're 80, 90, and 100 years old. We all know that armed citizens, an armed citizen is a safe citizen, right? But they have convinced most people that that's not true, or many people. That's not true, they say. And a lot of dumb people say, oh, no, you shouldn't have a gun. You shouldn't protect yourself. The Second Amendment is not for us. It doesn't mean that. And you fall for it. And now you got to walk around with some pepper spray. The criminal got the gun and you have pepper spray. Okay. Amazing, huh? So a Florida homeowner killed intruders, kills intruder, second arrested on expired visa. So you know how these people come in and they get okay visa to come in and they say, okay, you can come into the country for a little bit, but you can't stay long. You got to go home at some point. And in America today, because our government don't care, they want them here, they don't check on your expired visa, so they stay now and don't even worry about it. Well, they are concerned now because of the Great White Hope, but they don't really care. Human nature, human beings are evil. There's nothing good in human beings. Whether you're the president on down, preachers, politicians, regular folk, iron workers, trash pickuppers, slot makers and slots. Slot makers and slots. Christians and non-Christian, Allahu Abba, Catholic. Human beings are evil. And it's worse than my words can ever express. And human beings do not want to see that they're evil, so they want to overcome it. They love to think that they're good, and they do good. They lie to themselves. I have this story for you, and your phone calls, and your super chats, right after this break. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up, don't resent, and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Jesse Love, country and western music. Some of you know, I grew up down there in Alabama, Sweet Home, Alabama. I wish I was in Dixie's, way down home in Alabama. And at one point on that plantation that I grew up on, we couldn't get anything but country and western music. We couldn't get any soul music, no James Brown or anything. No I'm Black and I'm Proud music from James Brown. We could only get country and western music. And others started to really like country and western music. And in those days, country and western music was real. It was about real issues that people performed from their heart. So I like the country and western music. Amazing, huh? Couple announcement. We have a brand new episode of the Punchy TV, and it airs every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. But you can watch it. You can podcast it. And yesterday, there was a live episode of Puncher TV. Watch this. Oh, we don't have it? Oh. Oh, okay. Amazing. We'll get that for you. Oh, we won't. We ain't going to get that for you. You just have the podcast, right? Am I right about that?
Yes.
Okay. Check it out. Podcast Puncher.tv or Puncher TV. They did a live broadcast yesterday. Check it out. Also, for personal shout-outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. For birthday shout-outs, congratulations, encouragement, you know, things like that. I will do them myself. And counseling, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I got to tell you in advance, you got to be patient and booked to the max. And so if they can't get you in right away, they're getting you in as soon as they can. All right? And if anyone cancel or anything like that, they will call you or email you or something to let you know. Individual family counseling by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Tax season is coming up, so donate to BOND. It's a nonprofit, tax-deductible thing. You can get your money back. All right, so go to RebuildingTheMan.com, make a donation. RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-BOND. I want to play this for you really fast to show you that what our government the American government. When I say our government, I mean the American government. How they have set you up, and most of you too blind to see it. You're being controlled and don't know it. Not only are you being controlled by your imagination, the demons of the imagination, and you think you're in control, you think you make decisions. You ain't never made a decision in your whole life, and you never will. It's impossible to make your own decision. Isn't that amazing? So why do I give up making decisions? Every decision you think you made, which were not made by you, but you think you made them, was wrong and will always be wrong. And you go from one wrong decision to another one because you're consulting with evil and calling it you. You wouldn't know God, wouldn't recognize God, and he'd smack you in the face. But anyway, our own government don't want you to protect yourself. Our own government want you in fear. The media and other, they don't want you free. A free man or woman cannot be controlled. You can only control a person that is not free. You can test this. When you're dating men and women, watch how you can make your wife or your husband, your girlfriend or your boyfriend feel good. And then as soon as they're feeling good, just watch and know that you did that. Well, it really wasn't you, but evil in you, but you think it was you. And then when they're feeling good, you could say or do something to make them feel bad. They'll go right from feeling good to feeling bad, fear or anger or anything. Emotions are not your friend, and people into emotion are not your friend. Stop pretending when you wake up. But anyway, our own government, they won't shut the borders down. Look how they're trying to, according to all the report, they're doing, not all the report, to some report, they're doing everything they can to try to prevent Donald Trump from making America great again. Oil. They don't want you to drill oil. They don't want you to shut down the borders. They don't want you to have your right to protect yourself. A Florida homeowner kills intruders. Second arrested on expired visa. This is from Fox News. A man opened fire on two home invaders on Thursday night, December 26th, shooting one who later died as the other ran from the scene. Manatee County? What is it? Manatee. Manatee County. Sheriff Wells said the man arrested was in the country illegally from Chile. From Chile. Where is Chile? How do you get here walking? All the way from Chile, not Mexico. Mexico is right across the border. From Chile, after his 90-day visa expired on September, no further details on the man who died have been released. Watch it from Fox News.
Manatee Sheriff Rick Wells says the homeowner did exactly what was needed to be done to protect his family. He says the suspect, who was arrested, came to the U.S. on a 90-day visa from Chile that expired in September.
Just after 9 Thursday night, a man and his wife were in their home on Hickory Hammock Circle in Bradenton's River Club when they got a security alert.
They hear this commotion going on. They see these suspects that are masked up. Trying to break into the home. They were able to pry that window open.
The homeowner only had seconds to act.
He knew that something bad was about to happen, and he didn't stall. He grabbed his firearm. He told his wife to get into a safe spot.
Manatee Sheriff Rick Wells says the husband came face to face with the masked men. One was already inside his home and another was climbing through a window. Nearby neighbors heard what happened next.
I sat down next to the lanai. The door was open and I vividly heard, you know, three gunshots.
Major, the American citizen, our government, the American government, have invited the illegals, the criminals, to come into your country and hurt you. It doesn't matter that you're home. They still come on in because they don't expect you to be armed anymore. They know now a lot of American citizens are afraid to be armed. Because they know they'll go to prison for protecting themselves, not the intruder. And the people from these foreign countries, they don't care. They don't even think like Americans. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Come by here, Lord, come by here. We need you, Lord, come by here. Whatever happened to that good old Christian country from long ago? When citizens had the right to bear arms, it wasn't even up for question. You can protect your family. You had your gun right by the door. Or right under the bed, or under the pillow. Now they tell you, if you are fortunate enough to have a gun, they tell you that you got to lock it up in a safe box, hide the box in the closet, put the bullets over yon in another closet, and then lock the closet, and then when the intruder come in, you ain't got time to get your gun. So you're not able to shoot them before they run now. Shotgun, shoot them before you run now. Do the dirt, baby. Do the dirt now. It's twine time. Shoot them before you run. Here's more information on the two home invaders from Fox News.
27-year-old Jorge Nestevan Flores Toledo of Mexico, who goes by Annabelle Miller Valencia, was injured and later died. Detectives say he had been arrested for burglary in Illinois and had an active warrant for a parole violation. The other suspect, 39-year-old Michelle Sotomelo, ran off. A Manatee Sheriff's canine stopped him a few blocks away.
I praise this husband for doing what he needed to do to protect his home and protect his family.
Sheriff Wells says Sotomelo entered the U.S. from California on a now expired 90-day visa from Chile.
Somehow made it to Tampa about six days ago.
Investigators are now working to determine if Sotomelo and Flores Toledo targeted other homes. In court, Sotomelo used a translator as he was ordered held in custody.
I just want to say that I never had any firearms.
Well, I don't want you to interpret any facts of the case.
While deputies are working to figure out why the pair came to Manatee County, Sheriff Wells says there's one undeniable fact.
The bottom line is, this is the state of Florida. You want to break into someone's home, you should expect to be shot.
Good old days. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Don't tell me that America wasn't good at one point. America was an amazing country at one time. That's sheriff speaking. That's how they used to be in the good old days. Florida, don't mess with Florida. What the? Had that been New York or California, the homeowner would have been in trouble. He would be locked up, fighting for his own life. The intruder would have been on the run, or just hiding down the road. Had that been California, New York, or liberal cities. But you keep voting these people in. You vote in your own enemies. The people get the government they deserve. The government is the image of the people. Look who the people voted in this time, Donald Trump. strong people voted for Donald Trump. Now we got a strong president. What the? Is this a spiritual battle? A warfare between good and evil? Right versus wrong? 888-77-WHEN WILL YOU? You don't have to. No sweat off my back. When will you take control of you, men and women? When will you return to love? Not emotional love. Emotional love is not love. Emotional love is hate. It's not love. Be not deceived. Have you noticed that emotional love love you 1 minute and next minute they hate you? And then they love you, then they hate you? For if you love me, then you hate me. Such a game for a fool. Break up to make up. That's all we do. First you love me, then you hate me. Such a game for a fool. Wake up, folks. You don't have to be asleep. Jeffrey is the first time call out of Tennessee. Jeffrey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse.
Hey, Jeffrey.
I was calling to answer the biblical question.
Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
I believe I'm living from my mind because that's all I know how to do. I have a question about that. I've been doing the silent prayer and everything, and I still think I'm living from my mind.
And why do you think that you're still living from your mind? Why do you think that?
Because I don't even understand what living from your spirit means.
I understand that. Amazing. And because it's a biblical question, I'm going to have to be limited in what I tell you about it, but I do want to tell you something about it, all right?
Yes, sir.
I'm almost have to answer the question, but I got you. Living from your spirit means to always live in right now and not in your head thinking about the past or the future, but always right now, and nothing else exists but now.
Yes, sir.
Have you gone and forgiven?
I did. I don't know if I did it right, but I did.
What happened?
I forgive. My mom started crying, and
when they crying, they lying.
And my dad was just looking. He was just looking at me. But he didn't really do nothing. Like, I don't really know how to explain it. And I started listening to you during the pandemic. Right. I've been doing the silent prayer on and off since for about 5 years now.
Nice.
And this last time for about 6 months straight.
When did you say to your mother when you went to her?
Let me see if I can remember. I was just, we don't have the best, me and my parents don't have the best relationship.
Nobody
and
does.
And I just said, true. And I just apologized for treating them the way I treated them over the years. And, my mom, she asked me, was it 'cause they sent me away for a little bit, and my mom was asking me if that was it, and I was like, no, I didn't like y'all before y'all sent me away. So I didn't know, but I honestly tried. I don't know if I, but now, like, I listen to you a lot, and now I see, like, I don't know my dad's side of the family. And my mom was like, it was too dangerous to go down there, but now I think that it was her trying to keep me away from my dad's side of the family.
Absolutely.
I have another question. I'm sorry. I was just listening to you on the thing on hold, and you were like, don't blame anybody for your feelings. So if my wife is driving me crazy, I don't blame her.
No. Because if you were not already crazy inwardly, meaning that you were not angry or you can see what's going on, that would not be in you, and there's nothing that she can do to drive you crazy. She's only driving you crazy because you're already crazy.
Okay.
That's why you have to overcome emotions. You have to overcome anger. You have to overcome a false feeling of love. You have to overcome all that. And so when you do that, and you will if you stay with it, the world, meaning people, cannot touch you. You could go anywhere in this whole wide world and be a free man. So you got to overcome your anger because you're married to your mama, by the way. The same spirit that's in your mother is in your wife.
Yes, sir. And you said never make a decision.
Right.
And how do you never make a decision?
By not making them.
So, like, I want a different job. That's, how do I go? What do I?
Just see that,
that
you,
a decision?
Yeah, just see that you want a different job. The opportunity to present itself to move forward, and then look for a different job. That's all.
Okay.
Because it's the opportunity that showed you or presented itself to let you know that you want a different job to make more money or to whatever, right? And just do it without even thinking about it. And that is a practical decision. That's opportunity. Even that was given to you by God. It wasn't your own thinking.
Yes, sir. And you always say, do what's right. How do we know what's right?
By staying present. You can't do what's right until you be right. And you be right when you overcome your anger and your ego. You will be right. And when you're right, you can't help but do right. But you got to overcome the ego first. I mean, overcome the anger, and then the light will destroy the ego nature, which is not you, and you will always do right as well. How do you deal with your wife?
What do you mean how I deal with her?
When she's driving you crazy.
Think about leaving. That's what I do.
You have children with her?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, I'm taking my son to the recruiter today. I was going to ask you about that. He's going to the recruiter. He's 18.
Uh-huh.
And I heard you say things about the military before, and I was wondering, now that the Great White Hope is back, do you think the military is a viable option now? I know you said
I believe, I don't know until we see what happened, but I believe now that Donald Trump is back, the military would be a nice place to go. But right now, with the Democrats in control and this black guy running it, ain't no way I'll put my dog in the military. But now that Donald Trump is back, things should be getting better.
Okay, and I don't know how to deal with my wife. I really am, like, the biggest beta. I, like, hate myself.
Hold on a minute, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hold on. 888-775-3773. Tomorrow I'm going to go hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. Back in a moment. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
some serious mess going on in the world. But some good things, too, I suppose. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, January 7th, AD 2025. Stay tuned for hour two. JLP will be right back to your calls. The lines are full, guys, so you can call in periodically or as you hear JLP wrapping up with other callers. But first, it's fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, is reporting about the U.S. housing market supposedly showing signs of a slight cooling. Prospective home buyers in the Northeast and Midwest may be disappointed, though, by the ongoing competition for so-called affordable houses, homes this year. A new report predicts that Buffalo, New York, may be the hottest housing market in 2025 as Americans, so-called Americans, grapple with low inventory and elevated mortgage rates, whatever that means, right? And Trump's agenda. Congress Monday officially certified President-elect, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's victory in the 2024 election, paving the way for his inauguration in 13 days, 2 weeks from yesterday. January 20th, MLK Day, Trump Day, even better. The ceremonial process marked the first election certification since the attack on January 6, 2021, when protesters transformed the routine task into a violent riot. Interesting they don't call it an insurrection anymore as much, huh, at the U.S. Capitol. Trump, meanwhile, says he wants to put his entire legislative agenda into a single, massive, big, beautiful bill. The sprawling package includes new immigration laws, energy policies, and a tax overhaul, along with an increase in the national debt limit and spending cuts to federal programs. Nice. Nice. Republicans, are they Republicans or Republicans? They're looking to pass the bill using the budget process known on Capitol Hill as reconciliation, which allows bills to be approved by a simple majority, 51 votes in the Senate. Nice. We'll see what happens. Did you hear that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced his resignation on Monday yesterday? I saw some headline about it early Monday morning, and I mentioned it at the very end of the show. Somebody reminded me. He intends to step down from the top job as the so-called leader of Canada's ruling Liberal Party, far-left Liberal, once a new party leader is chosen. Trudeau is 53 years old. He's the leader of the Liberal Party for 11 years. He's been prime minister, so-called, for 9 years. He was facing a mounting set of crises from Donald J. Trump's tariff threats, supposedly a crisis, right, to the resignation of supposedly key allies, including, I think, his finance minister. Morning Brew says it surprised no one. It surprised me, but I don't pay attention to Canada that much. He had supposedly disastrous opinion polls on him. His resignation could be seen as choosing to jump before he's pushed. Terrible. Ahead of the general election to be held later this year, that he was widely expected to lose. Whoa. Canada's parliament will be suspended until March 24th to give the party time to choose a new leader. Canada's annual inflation peaked at over 8% in 2022, didn't dip below the targeted 2% rate until this summer, says the far-left Morning Brew. Trump wanted to do a 25% blanket tariff on all Canadian goods, you know. It sparked new anxieties. Yeah, attempts to jumpstart the economy increasing immigration in Canada at an unprecedented pace likely contributed to a rising housing costs and spurred a backlash on Trudeau. Unemployment rose nearly 7% in November, whatever that means. And a number of Canadians visiting food banks hit a record last spring, almost doubling since 2019. Meanwhile, Canada's workers, so-called workers, have become less productive, falling behind peers in many rich countries. What a mess. Who knew? So we'll see what happens. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. ¶¶
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning again. How are y'all? Welcome to the show. The second hour, you can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? We have every way that you can watch and support the show. Listen on jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch it, you podcast the show, you can listen live on your iPhone or iPad. You still can hear the show, no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we got to get to your super chats. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's amazing. And it's also Tuesday. It's also Country and Western Tuesday. Yee-haw! Bring back. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
Who let the dogs out?
Woof.
Amazing. 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 So I heard in a news report, I saw this in the other news too, that Justin Trudeau, whatever his name is stepping down from being, James, is he stepping down from being president?
Prime Minister.
But isn't Prime Minister president?
Yeah, like it's their president.
So he's not going to be president anymore?
He's resigning. So in Canada, they have a parliamentary system. So the voters actually don't vote for the prime minister, but the party picks him. So the voters pick for the party, and then the party picks their leader, and that leader becomes the prime minister.
So the people don't vote for what president they want?
No, they vote for the party. So it's like imagine we voted for the Republican Party, and the Republicans pick our president.
And so does... So would the Republican president be everybody president or just the
Correct. It would be everybody's
that
president.
That doesn't make sense to me. How did that happen?
Well, it's like in the parliamentary system, the voters, when they vote for their party and every party gets a number of seats. And then the party with the most seats gets to pick the president for the country.
Really?
Yeah.
And so in the Republican Party, if we had 280 seats and the Democrat had 100 seats, Donald Trump could have automatically been picked by the Republican Party to be president?
If that's who the Republican Party chose.
And we would not have to vote for him?
Right. We would just vote for the party.
Really?
If it was the parliamentary system, like Canada.
And so Justin is stepping down, Trudeau is stepping down because he is afraid that Donald Trump is going to make him the mayor of...
It might keep him in power, if anything, because he's stepping down because it seems like... The liberals don't back him anymore, so he's just... So they're going to have to pick a new leader. until October when they have another election, and then we'll see what party leads Canada.
So he's not afraid that Donald Trump will make him mayor of Canada.
I would think that he'd want Trump to do that because he would actually remain in power, in some sort of power.
What a mess. Thank you, Anchor Baby.
Yeah.
Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Jeffrey, a first-time call out of Tennessee. Jeffrey, you say you hate your wife?
I ain't say I hate my wife. I just said I don't know how to deal with her.
Oh, but I thought you said you hate her.
I mean, I do, but I don't want to say that on the radio.
You already said it on the radio. On the radio. And why do you hate her?
I said what I said was she drives me crazy. But
you said that you were major beta, but I thought I heard you say you hate her.
No. I said she drives. No, you. The question was, I blame. Like you said, don't blame anybody. And I said, so I don't blame my wife for driving me crazy. And you said I was already crazy. There was crazy already in me.
Right.
She can't. Yeah, that was the conversation.
And but, so, why do you hate her?
I just feel like she's, like, ruined my life. I feel like the things I had to do with my son when I was raising my son, my son's 18 now, and it was things that, because she's an orphan, and so she, like, raising, like, having her as Ray trying to raise my son, and I was full-time military at the time, and it was hell. It was absolute hell. And I talked to you before. You did a counseling, so this story is going to sound familiar. And then one day she asked me to have a baby, and I was like, no, I don't really want one. And then next thing I know, she just pop up pregnant. And then I find out she was taking all of these medicines to get pregnant behind my back. And I'm really just doing this because I don't want my son to come from a broken home. But it seems like the more, he's grown now, but it seemed like the more and more I try to help him, he just ended up, he damn near don't even like me. It just seems like it made it worse. And I was trying to do the right thing. That's why I asked you what's right.
Oh, I see.
Because I was trying to do the right. And to me, that was right.
But you were trying not to raise them in a broken home, but you raised them in a broken home.
And I see that. And he still don't like me.
Right, because you and that wife wasn't one. You were broken. So that's why things didn't work for you. What made you stay with her for so long? Why not get away from her in the beginning when you realized what you had married?
Because I was, I'm retired military. And when you military and you have a baby by someone and you just in one of these random duty stations, if you leave, you may never see that baby again. And so, you know, I just decided to, I just wanted to keep my son around.
But it didn't do you any good or the son for you to want that. You're saying the son don't like you anyway now. The mother screwed him up anyway, right?
Yes, sir. I mean, hindsight is 2020. I was 18 at the time. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm black. And I just didn't want to be the stereotypical deadbeat dad. But guess what I'm about to be now?
All right.
The stereotypical deadbeat dad because of this baby. And I know now that I can't do that, but that's why I asked you, how do you know what's right? Because I don't know. I felt like I was trying to do the right thing, but it was right for it. I don't know.
Right.
I guess it wasn't the right thing.
It wasn't. The one thing I want you to know, in spite of what you've gone through with this woman, according to what you've said, is that it's still not her fault that you feel the way you feel because you were already screwed up when she met you and she was screwed up when you met her. And so two screwed up people got together and created more hell. And then they made a baby in hell. And now that baby created more hell. right? And so
yes, sir.
This woman is not to blame. And I know she, I believe you when you say she was difficult. And the only reason that you couldn't deal with her in the right way was because you can't deal with you in the right way. If you can deal with your world in the right way within you, you can deal with all people and all situations in a perfect way. But it starts with you first.
Yes, sir.
So here's what I recommend, that you stay with the silent prayer, and from this day forward, never blame her or anyone for the way you feel. If you want to overcome her, if you want to overcome the hell in you, you got to stop blaming anyone for the way you feel, because what is happening inside of you, in your imagination and in your emotions. If you didn't have those things, then no one can make you feel any kind of way. So you got to stop blaming her for that.
Yes, sir.
And I want to encourage you to just watch what you're thinking and feeling and do nothing about it so you can die from those feelings. God would take all of those feelings. They're not from him, right? He would. They're all demons and they're evil. He will take them away from you.
Yes, sir.
And you'll be free. And if you want to stay with this woman, you'll stay. And if you want to leave, you'll leave. You'll just leave.
But how would I make that decision? You say it ain't no decision to make. I would just leave.
Right. You'll see that you have the wrong woman. It was never meant for you to be with her. And you'll be able to walk away from it.
Yes, sir.
And the only reason you have not walked away from it because you made up, you didn't make them up, but Satan made up these dumb ideas of why you should stay. Oh, you have a son with this woman. Or if you leave the military, you're never going to see your son again. Or the money thing will change. Or whatever. You were listening to evil, and evil kept you in your hell, in that physical hell and in your mental hell. You got to stop consulting. You got to stop believing thoughts. They're all lies all the time.
And, yes, sir.
And when you stop believing thoughts, you can't help but believe God.
Yes, sir.
His voice would be the only one that you would listen to, and not the devil's voice.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about that?
I believe you. It sounds good. It sounds good. But you easier said than done.
You only have one child with this woman?
No, I have two. You must have missed that part. That's the part that I was saying. I'm going to end up being a deadbeat dad anyway. I don't think you caught that part.
Oh.
Because
she
has. Yeah, I have another one.
And how old is that one?
4.
Oh. Yeah. One thing that fathers do, which is a big mistake, and once again, it's because they're listening to their imagination and their thoughts. They stay with these women because, well, they try to stay with them, because they have children. They're afraid of losing their children. And when they do that, they have put the child before God. They have put the child before what is right. And whatever you put first in your life is what's going to control you. And then you're still going to end up losing the child anyway. If the mother is that kind of person, most mothers are, they control you by keeping your child away from you or making it difficult for you to see your child or whatever, right? And it's because they know that their child means more to you than God himself, and they use that against you. That's what the world would do too, your family members, your friends, whatever's important to you, that's what they'll use against you to try to control you. You must not. If you want to be free, you must not. You cannot. You ain't not, will not love anyone or anything, including yourself, more than what is right. You must put that first in your life. You must put God first. The Spirit of the Father must be first. Otherwise, the world will control you and you will never be at peace.
Yes, sir.
So just watch those thoughts. And if you got to leave, go, but don't blame her for what you feel. She got her problem, you got yours, and they are inside of each one of you. And she has her own, has nothing to do with you. You have your own, has nothing to do with her. And you'll be fine if you stop blaming. Your parents were the reason you became that way, but you are the reason that you have not overcome because you have not let go of the anger. You have not let go of the thoughts.
Yes, sir.
So work on that and you'll be fine.
Yes, sir.
And if you got to leave, only you, not her, not me, or not anyone can make that decision. You do what you see you need to do. And don't follow the rules of the world because the world has set us up. They have told us, you got to stay there. You're not a man if you don't stay there. You're not a good man if you don't fight for your kids in court. You know, they're lying to you. They are setting you up to suffer even more so. Do not cut the baby in half. Let the baby go. And you seek the kingdom of God, and you'll be fine.
Yes, sir.
Because they'll have you, these losers, that tell you, oh, you need to fight. What kind of man that don't fight for his children, right? They're setting you up because they're losers. And they're just setting you up to waste all your money and your time. And then you're still becoming even emotional because you fought for your kids. You still don't get them.
And they still don't like me.
Right. And they still don't like you. Why not let them go?
I'm taking them to the recruiter after we get off the phone. But, I wish I did, but it didn't work. It didn't work the way I thought it was going to.
It's never going to work the way you think it's going to work. Thinking that it's going to work will make it not work. But if you just have a wait-and-see attitude and let it work on its own without your effort at all, it will work. But if you try to make it work, it ain't going to work. You, me, or no one is supposed to be working on trying to make anything work. Either it worked naturally or it doesn't work at all.
Yes, sir.
So stop trying to make it work. It ain't going to work.
Yes, sir.
Let me know how it goes. I wish you well.
Yes, sir. You have a good day. Thank you for the call.
And thank you, too. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Judge Juan
Merchan
was born in Colombia, South America, and was brought to the United States when he was 6 or 7 years old, according to Wikipedia.
A friggin' anchor baby.
That's the one that resided.
No more anchor babies.
Over Donald Trump's thing?
Yeah.
This is why foreigners are not supposed to be allowed into our government. What, James?
I thought you said resigned.
Huh?
I thought I heard you say he resigned.
Who?
Never mind. I misheard.
Yeah. I said he should not reside over. I asked if this is the guy that's residing over Donald Trump's.
Presiding. Presiding. Okay.
Presiding, not yeah. Resigning.
Right.
Oh.
Very different.
He black.
Very black.
And foreigners should not be allowed to be in our government. Amazing. Right. Let me go to Gilbert out of Mexico. Gilbert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Gilbert.
Good to talk to you.
You too.
Hey. And I missed you guys over the holidays, so Happy New Year. And good to see you guys.
Thank you. Happy New Year. So, come closer to your phone.
Okay. Right up on it.
Go ahead.
Great. So my question is that I discovered you last year watching you when you're on Roseanne Barr's podcast, and I've been watching regularly ever since. And when I discovered your show, I had already done a lot of work over probably about 15 years of self reflection and usually step work through AA and then getting tied into meditation and that kind of thing, learning about staying in the now. And even after all that and doing the silent prayer, which I've been doing a version of for many years, and forgiving my parents who were both dead, so I couldn't do it in person, I still have a lot of anger. And I'm just wondering, what am I missing? And it seems like I'm probably just lying to myself and I haven't been thorough in the work because it just doesn't, I don't understand why I still have all this anger.
And so your question for me is what?
How do I let go of this anger that's still there even after all this work?
And when you say you have the anger, who are you?
The consciousness that feels the anger.
What?
I believe I am the consciousness that feels the anger.
What does that mean?
That's all. I don't know. I just know that I feel it, and it comes out of nowhere.
So you feel
everything
that,
can be going fine.
So you feel the anger in your body?
Yes.
So who are you that feel the anger? Who are you?
I am the consciousness that sees this anger. And I'm wondering, now that you're asking that.
Go ahead.
Is it just that even if the anger comes up, it's just seeing it and not reacting to it, and that it's always going to be there, but it's just like everything else, the thoughts?
This idea, and that's a good question, so I don't want to get away from that, but this idea that I'm the consciousness that feels the anger is a dumb idea. Consciousness does not feel anger. So let that go. I don't know who told you that. And then secondly, I recommend that you stop calling the spirit of anger you. You are not angry. There is no you to be angry, but you identify with it by saying that I am angry. I am angry. I did this. And there is no you. So you're holding on to false identities, whereas the spirit of God is trying to take you away from the false identities. Stop calling the anger you, and it will be taken away from your mind and body.
Yeah. Okay. that's something that will have to be practiced.
Absolutely. You practice staying present. So you can stop calling the false self you. You are not your body. You're not your mind. You're not your emotions. You're not anything, but you're calling it you. And the problem is that you're holding on to false gods, false identities, and the true God can't take them away from you because you keep identifying and calling them you. You want to be that. That's why you call it you.
Is the technique to practice? Can I give you an example? I'm an American. I'm from California, but I travel now. I'm retired and I travel the world. That's why I'm in Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And although I'm Mexican, many of the things here are not very efficient, and I get very frustrated. Even though the people are wonderful, the systems are not efficient, and almost every time I go into the grocery store, there's some kind of delay or issue with the checkout process. And I just have almost a feeling of rage that pops up. So is the practice to just ignore that rage?
100%.
Just ignore it.
Yeah, you see that you're feeling it. You hear the voices. Oh, this line taking too long. This messing food is not that good. Whatever it's telling you and the feeling that comes with, you be aware of that, but do nothing about it. and you stand in line if you want to, and go through the line, and then when you get to the cashier, the messing lady gonna look nasty, mean to you too, and the boy's gonna the boy's gonna tell you, look at how she's treating you, and now they want you to be angry about that. But you just watch that. Don't call it you. Don't try to deny it or run away from it. And the spirit of the Father would destroy the darkness. He would take that away from you. He's trying to save you from that, from those feelings, from those thoughts. And he's telling you not to call them you so he can save you from them. That's what salvation is about. Of the heart, it changed the heart, and then it changed the nature.
Okay. I got it. Okay. Well, I'm going to put that into practice, and I appreciate it.
I really want to encourage you to give that a really good, the next time you feel what you call rage, all right? And feel the rage. Relax in the rage. Sleep with the rage. Ride with the rage, but don't get rid of the rage. It will be taken away from you because there are spirits in your mind and body, but they're not in you. They're not you. They're not even in you. They're in the mind. They're in the body, but they're not in you. And you feel the pain in your body, but you're not the body, and you're not the pain. So stop calling it you so you can stop identifying with it. You don't even know who you are at this point. And this thing about, oh, I'm the consciousness of my rage or whatever you said, let that go too. That's just another idea. That's an idea, and ideas are keeping you in hell. Let all ideas go so you can be free.
And, okay. There was something that I was contemplating was that everything can be going great, and then something happens, and then the rage comes up. So it's in there. And I was wondering, is it because of, you know, as a kid, I put up with a lot of things and didn't ask for help. And I'm kind of sure that that added a lot of anger that was in me that never got let out or that kind of thing. I was just wondering, is that something that ever goes away?
You only have one issue. You only have one problem. And it has nothing to do with, I'm sure incidents happened to you as a result of becoming angry. Your mother made you angry. You became like her. And then other things happened. But your only problem is the anger. If you let the anger go, then all memories of the past, which is an illusion, all memories of the future, which is another, will all disappear and you'll be free. It's only because you're living in your head and you're living in anger and you're living in darkness. It has nothing to do with anything else. Drop the anger, you will forget.
Okay. All right, Jesse. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you for giving me a lot of things to help with this.
Did that make sense to you at all?
It does. It does. I think I honestly enjoy the anger because then I feel like I'm in control.
Absolutely.
And then I can treat people terribly. And belittle them, at least even in my mind or outwardly.
Absolutely.
And, so it's ego, probably ego.
100%.
Yeah.
All human beings do the same thing, especially when they blame others for how they feel. They love blaming others. They love giving others pain. They love doing it. And they pretend they want to overcome, but they're lying to themselves. They love their pain. They love their misery.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse.
Who will you be if you drop all identity?
A much better person.
Can you hold on 1 minute?
Sure.
Hold on. Back in a moment, folks. Quick break. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Country Western Tuesday. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black! Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. And at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Not 4 p.m. anymore. Mark it on your calendar. But 12 noon Pacific time, The American Anchor Baby. I want to go quickly back to Gibber out of Mexico talking about anger. Gibber, if you were to drop your anger, who would you be?
I would definitely be a better person.
And
I was thinking about it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And I was thinking about it that I'm almost afraid to be a better person.
And why do you say that?
Because then more people might be in my life and then could lose them.
You can lose the people if you became a better person?
Yeah.
And why do you say that?
Because as an angry man, I keep people away from me. But I always meet people and, you know, start to develop friendships, and then I find a way to get rid of them. But if I'm a better person, then maybe more people would be in my life, but then I'd be at risk of losing them. So.
And so you'd rather not have them in your life than to lose them?
Yes.
Amazing. So where do you get the idea that if you drop your anger, you'll be a better person?
Because then the judgmental part and treating people poorly would go away, and I'd be able to be more of a model for others to see, hey, how do you get that way, sharing it with them?
What you're doing, Gibber, you're making a horrible mistake by coming up with other ideas about you. Oh, if I drop my anger, I'll be a better person. That's just another idea, and you don't know if that's true or not. You don't even know what a better person is. But now you allow Satan, the spirit of evil, the imagination, because your thoughts are not God's thoughts. They're not from God. You allow them to make up another identity for you. So you got to stop. I recommend you stop doing that. You don't know what will happen when the thought you disappear. But if you go into another idea, I'm going to be a better person. Now you're going to try to be a better person. And there's no such thing as a better person. All you're doing is making up more ideas. You're never going to be free as long as you have ideas. ideas imprison you because you're just going from one idea to another one, and then that's coming from evil. It's not even coming from you. So the idea told you, okay, if you dropped your anger after I asked you that, you said, oh, I'm going to be a better person, idea. And then the idea said, well, if you become a better person, then you're going to have people in your life that you're going to lose, ideas. You're living in a world of idea, which is the world of darkness. You want to live in the light with no ideas. You don't want any thoughts. You don't want to live by thoughts. You want to live the wordless life. No words, no thoughts.
It's all these masks that we taught going through school as a kid and then through the career and, you know, in the military, that you have to wear all these different masks in different roles and around different people. And then you get to this point in life where you're trying to let go of all this. And it's like, how do you do it? And so that's where I'm at. And that...
ever since you popped out of your mama's womb, they destroy you by setting up rules and regulations that you must follow to be a good person, to be this or to be that. Had they left you alone and left you stay with your innocent, you would have grown up without any identity and you'd be a free man today because you wouldn't be trying to live up to anything or anyone's ideas of you. Or anyone, any ideas of yourself, you'll just be a free man. And that's what overcoming does. It gives you a clear mind. It gets rid of all that you've been taught because you've been taught to live in prison and not to be free. Trying to live up, trying to be right. If you notice, there's no one on earth that ever lived up to being right. They're not what they have been taught to be. Love your neighbor. Love this. Do that. And they have tried to do it, and they can never be right. They only got worse. Let go of all your ideas. You'll be a free person.
Mm. Okay.
Don't
this
try.
Makes perfect sense. Yeah. Putting it into practice is the challenge.
Yeah, don't try to be the best military person. Don't try to be a hero. Don't try to be good or bad. Don't try to be fish your life. Don't try to make a life. Don't try to do anything. Just live. Be free, and life will work for you.
I love it. I love it. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Jesse. I appreciate your time, and I will keep on keeping on, and I love seeing you every day, except Saturday.
Okay.
So then I watch the reruns.
So do the silent prayer. Brother. Here's all you got to do now if you want to be free. Do the silent prayer, watch the thoughts, and never call anything you again. Don't identify with anything or anyone. You'll become free. You'll be made free. You'll be able to walk out of prison a free man. The prison of the imagination, the prisons of thoughts and ideas will all be taken away from you, and you will live a perfect life right here on earth. You'll be a free man.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
And if people come and go, fine. If they stay, fine. If they come and go, fine. They have a right to come and go. You don't need them in your life.
Yeah.
Do you have birds cheap singing in the background, or... Is that a battery?
Yeah. There's a lot of birds around the neighborhood that I'm staying in here.
Oh, okay. So I encourage you to work on overcoming ideas. Stop believing your thoughts. You don't know what you want. You don't know what you need. You're not your emotions. You're not the thoughts and not the emotions. If you didn't have the thoughts, you wouldn't have the emotion. You're not your body. So stop identifying with the past or the future. It doesn't exist. Just identify with right now and right now only.
I'll do it.
And whatever has happened in the past, that was then. That's not now. It's only now in your mind, but it's not real. Satan wants you to think it's real, the spirit of evil, so it can keep you with it so that you will not walk with God.
Yeah.
Well, God walk with you.
Yeah.
Drop all ideas, man, and be free, all right?
I will do it.
And drop that thing, oh, I'm feeling of my consciousness or whatever you said. Drop that, too. No more ideas.
Okay, Jesse.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, and God bless you.
You too. I wish you well.
All right, take care.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Wish you too. Bye.
Thanks. Super chat.
Super chats.
Hannah is O'Callaghan. Bought 10 coffees.
Nice.
Happy New Year, Jesse and crew. I'm sticking with it. Oh, I think I did read this. 4 white strong arm emojis.
Stay with it. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. My girlfriend, quote unquote, stole a ton of my savings and made a run for it. I'm very defeated and I'm sad. Such an evil came into my life. How do I move on?
Drop the anger. Don't judge her. You can see that she was evil for doing it. It was pure evil. But you were blind and you allowed it to happen. You tried to get something from her and she took advantage of you. She tried to get something from you and that's what she wanted. So don't be angry, because if you be angry, you're going to repeat it. You're going to do it again. It's the same thing will happen again. Drop the anger, wake up, and you'll be fine. Amazing. I wish you well.
Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California, bought a coffee. Jesse, I have to ask.
Ask!
Why did you tell Harpo to beat me? What
the? You told Harpo to beat me. All my life, I've been beat by men. My daddy, my brothers, my uncles, my cousins. I ain't gonna take it no more. A girl ain't safe in a man's house no more.
I notice you didn't answer his question.
What?
Why did you tell Harpo to beat him?
I don't know.
Gregatron.
Amazing. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Jesse. Happy National Divorce Month. January makes sense because America is about to get a divorce from the Sloppy Joe administration.
Right on.
And get remarried to the Great White Hopes administration.
Right on.
What do you think about that, Jesse?
A marriage that will last forever is a gift from God. Oh, amazing. Thank you. Nice.
In response to your saying you're not supposed to look for a woman or a man, just come together naturally.
Right.
Don't be meeting by apps and stuff.
Do not. Do it if you want and suffer. But you will suffer every time you look for it. You will. You're going to suffer. It may be a feeling good when you first meet her or him, but it ain't going to last. You're going to end up suffering. And that false feeling you have is just suffering anyway, but you call that good feeling living. But don't look.
Well, Sean asking on X.
Ask!
About waiting around for it to come together naturally. So what if you do if that doesn't work? Legit question.
But you shouldn't be waiting around for it to happen naturally. You should just be living your life. Don't wait for that. Don't look for that. Don't expect that. Just live your life with no expectation and let life happen naturally. So don't wait around for it. And then if God put it in your life, her, or in the case of a woman, him, it'll last until death do you part. These marriages are not made from God. They're made from ego, from hell. That's why they don't work. Amazing. Thank you.
Easier done than said. Bought 5 coffees. I saw a clip from a news show about Jesus. A Roman soldier comes to Jesus to heal his son. He tells him he believes he can heal him with just his words. He tells him, I too command men, and whatever I command, they do. Or something like that. Jesus tells the crowd, this man, a Gentile, has more faith in what I can do than any of
that
you.
That was in that movie.
Who say you are a man of God.
What's the name of that movie?
It's also in the Bible.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about a TV show, not a movie.
I mean, a TV show.
The series. The Chosen.
It's in The Chosen, and it is in the Bible as well. Absolutely. Amazing, huh? Nice.
Is this an example of truly believing? Was it Jesus who healed him, or the soldier's faith alone that did it?
It was the faith in the truth and in what is right that healed him. Because when you recognize the truth and you live with the truth, everything, there's no such thing as impossible. Yes, absolutely.
Tony says, in the east, the sun does rise, and in the west, a cowboy rides. And way down yonder in the deep, deep south, where the music sounds so grand, away, away, down in Dixieland.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie.
Away and way, country and western Tuesday. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you. Sweet home, Alabama. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion says, hey, Jesse, love, pink heart with echoes. Today is Ethiopian Christmas. I'm eating Doro Wat. Shout out. Tink emoji party. Pink heart. Shiny.
Merry Christmas, Sion. Enjoy your Doro Wat. And merry, merry, mamma mia, Christmas. That's amazing. So Armenian had their Christmas yesterday.
That's right, the 6th.
And then African people having their Christmas today.
The 7th.
Nice. And who else going to have one?
Well, Linya and Chin celebrates Christmas every day of the year.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Because Christ is with us.
Right on.
Quartus 41 is now a monthly supporter on the Rumble crew.
You got to know how to rumble.
Anna, three coffees. Hey, Jesse, how to spiritually deal with a professional group of stalkers / bullies? It's gone as far as death threats. Thanks.
How to spiritually deal with...
Yeah, how to deal with stalkers and bullies who are maybe even death threatening.
Number one, you got to stay away from the anger. And then stand away from the anger, you will see what to do. It'll be shown to you, all right? But you got to stay away from the anger and protect yourself. You'll be fine. But stay away from the anger. They know not what they do. We got to love our enemies, meaning don't hate them. Amazing. Okay.
E.A. Quetting says, Jesse said the way that he was able to defeat a stalker was by telling her he hated her. Hate is the way. Hate is the solution.
But I really did hate her. She walked up to me as a crazy lady. I love you. Something like that. I'm like, I hate you. She's like, you're not supposed to say that. You're a preacher. And then she went away. Oh, amazing. Thank you. That's why I said stay away from anger. You see how to deal with it.
Andre on the X live stream says, hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well. And you?
And he claims that Mark Zuckerberg, founder of Facebook, has vowed to bring free speech to all his platforms.
I hope that's true.
Me too. I hope so too.
Yeah.
I've always liked that guy.
Nice.
Even though he's a liberal.
I hope that's true. Bring back America.
Dylan bought a coffee. What's new, Jesse? I've not tuned in for a while, but I'm back now.
Welcome back. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Remember that song?
Nope.
You know for real?
For real.
Pussycat, Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussy cat eyes. Whoa, whoa. You and your pussy cat smile. You don't remember that song? That's crazy.
I've heard you sing that part before.
Do you remember that, Nick?
I actually heard that in cartoons. I think like Looney Tunes or something growing up.
Nice. Derek, my producer, said he heard that song in the airport. He said he swear he did. He was shocked. Why were you shocked? That was Tom Jones. Thank you, Joey, on Friday.
Wow.
Tom Jones, you and your pussycat eyes. Whoa, whoa.
I'm officially kicked out of the white race, I guess.
That was Tom Jones. Joey on Friday just gave me that. And I couldn't think of the name. I was trying to remember. Tom Jones. And he used to sing. He became a Las Vegas singer after a while.
Nice.
He performed in Vegas. I don't know if he's still alive, but he may be still alive, but he performed in Vegas. And you never heard of Pussycat?
I don't think so.
Wow. You must be a beta baby. The 20, 25 children are beta babies. They're called betas, right?
That's right.
Can you imagine popping out of your womb, your mother's womb, and your family asks you, what did you have? You're going to have to say a beta baby. But anyway,
Fallen Methsiah says it's not unusual that Hake wouldn't recognize Tom Jones.
It's not unusual to be loved by you. It's not unusual to be whatever by you. You heard that song?
Of course. I heard that one because some Christian band covered it.
That's Tom Jones.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
But it's not loved by you. It's loved by someone or something like that.
Whatever.
Anyway.
It's still Tom Jones.
California. Okay. All right. We'll read the rest of your supers later,
I
guys.
I want to get
Thank
you some calls. 888-775-3773. I want to go to Brittany out of Florida. And I believe I asked you to call me back, right, Brittany, from yesterday?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Brittany. Thank you for calling back. Go ahead.
Well, we were just talking about being able to move on and forgive my mother and everything. And you were telling me how a lot of what I do is because of my ego, which I was really thought about. And I kind of agree. I mean, it kind of hurt my feelings at first. But
why did it hurt your feeling to recognize and admit that you're evil?
Because I would not like to be evil. I try to be the best I can be as kind. I try to be good.
But you have not succeeded at that, and you never will. Why do you keep trying? You never succeeded as being your best, and you never will. And you never succeeded as being good, and you never will. So why do you keep trying?
I've never heard it that I would never succeed at being good. Or, you know, I've always thought if I would try to be the best person I could be, I would be.
But all your life, you've been trying to be the best person. You've been trying to be good, but you only got worse. You have not gotten better. Why haven't you questioned that along the road of life? Oh, my God, I've been trying to be good. I've been trying to be better. I've been trying to be this way, and I'm none of those things. I'm only getting worse. Why haven't you questioned that so you can stop trying to be that way?
I guess because, I don't know, well, it's not that myself. I feel to myself I've improved as a person. I definitely am not as bad as I once was. I've, you know, improved as a person.
You have not improved at all. You're as worse as you were when you started out. You're still evil.
Well, how do I change that?
By seeing it and admitting it, I am evil. And then once you can admit it, forgive. And God will forgive you and take the spirit of evil from your heart and clear your mind, and you'll be free. But as long as you think you're good, you will always be evil. Those who have overcome and are of good, they never think that they are good nor bad. Can you hold for a minute, Brittany?
Yeah.
Don't forget your thought. I'll be right back. One more hour to go, and I'm coming straight back to you, Brent, and the rest of the calls. 888-775-3773, and I'll finish it. We'll do more of the Super Chats as well. The hate news is coming now. The hate news, not the fake news. I cannot believe that this hour went by just like that. I don't know what happened. I don't know why, and I don't know, and I just know. Pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. And I just know. Sweet Home Alabama. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Oh.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world, such as there was a bird flu death in Louisiana, an earthquake killed 95 plus reportedly in Tibet, huh? And no medical debt on credit report, says the evil Biden administration. And hyacinth is actually a problem on the water. I didn't know that, but Kenya is going to turn it into biodegradable plastic. That's cool, maybe. And Biden is calling New Orleans strong. Psst, loud. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Country and Western Tuesday, January 7th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report. And then Joelle Friday TV right after Hake. And then American Anchor Baby right after him. Very nice. And catch the live Punchy TV that took place yesterday, 2 p.m. on Monday, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Nice. Punchy TV on YouTube. That's cool. Bird flu. Commie Nonsense Network. CNN reports the first human death from H5N1 bird flu in the United States was reported in the beautiful South in Louisiana. The patient was over 65, reportedly had underlying medical conditions, as if that makes it better. It was hospitalized with severe bird flu after exposure to a backyard flock and to wild birds. Louisiana health officials said their investigation found no other human cases linked to this patient's infection. A recent CDC scared woman-led UnChristian Centers for Disease Control and Prevention study on the first 46 human cases of H5N1 in the U.S. last year found they were nearly all mild. In some cases, they were worse than mild. While most people continue to have low risk from bird flu, people who keep chickens and other birds in their backyards need to be cautious, as do workers on dairy and poultry farms, health officials said. At least 95 people have been killed, reportedly, according to Commie Nonsense, after a powerful earthquake struck a remote region of Tibet today. Did you know 95 people live in a remote region with tremors? Well, no longer, actually. Tremors felt in neighboring Nepal and parts of northern India. It was a 7.1 magnitude quake. That's pretty big. There's nothing to sneeze at. And multiple aftershocks toppled houses in remote Himalayan villages. Rocked a nearby Tibetan so-called holy city and rattled visitors to a Mount Everest base camp. Whoa. Its epicenter, located in Tingri County, high on the Tibetan Plateau, was close to the border with Nepal, around 50 miles north of the world's highest mountain. That's Everest, right? And why can't we see that on the flat Earth horizon, flat earthers? Anyway, more than 130 people were injured, local authorities said. What a mess. And again, 95 killed. Medical debt. The Biden administration will finalize a rule today that will ban the inclusion of medical debt on credit reports. The rule will remove an estimated $49 billion in medical bills from the credit reports of about 15 million people, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said. The rule bans lenders from using medical devices such as wheelchairs or prosthetic limbs as collateral for loans and bars them from repossessing the devices if patients are unable to repay the loans. I'm laughing. Anyway, the measure was proposed last June, takes effect 60 days after it's published in the Federal Register. Congress has a limited period of time when they can review and rescind the final rules. And $700 million is how much the invasive plant species water hyacinth, as opposed to regular hyacinth, I guess, costs the global homo economy annually. It's a floating weed, and it blankets bodies of water, reducing fish populations and leaving people stranded. One company in Kenya is trying to address the problem, turning hyacinth into a plastic that biodegrades over a few months. Isn't that nice? And Crooked Joe said, New Orleans defines strength and resilience. This city and its people get back up. That's the spirit of America as well. I'm chuckling. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Are you living from your mind or from your spirit? Amazing question. You can listen to the show no matter what you're doing, running across the borders, breaking in people home that are being fumigated, what do you call that thing?
Fumigated.
Fumigated right now. Whatever you're doing, human trafficking, killing people or burying them under the porch or in the backyard, whatever you're doing, or just doing nothing and you want to listen to the show while you work out, or whatever. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the Listen Line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour on Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Whoops.
Hassan's dog.
Amazing.
That's Hassan's dog. What's Hassan's dog name?
Mr. Sandman.
Oh, yeah.
Or Sandy.
So Hassan and I are working on this punchy thing here, and we're going to have some good news for you really soon. All right? Oh, amazing. I want to go back to Brittany out of Florida. Brittany.
Yes, sir.
So do you see that all your life you've been trying to do good and be good, and you only got worse? You have never...
Unfortunately, yes.
I'm sorry?
I said, unfortunately, yes.
And so why have you continued to lie to yourself that you were being good and doing good when you really were not, and you're never going to be able to do that? Why have you lied to yourself?
I don't think it's necessarily that I lied to myself. I think I try to do what's right, because I guess that's what I was taught, was to do what was right.
But you've never been able to do what's right, and you can't teach a person to do right. That's what parents do with children. They try to teach them to be right and do right, and they screw them up, and the kids become wrong. And all their lives, they grow up trying to be right and do right, and they never succeed at it.
I feel that.
So you were also keeping your brother or something?
Yeah. Remember, I received custody of my Down syndrome brother when I was 22, I've had him ever since.
So what are you going to do now that you know you are doing that out of guilt? You're not even doing that out of love.
Well, at first, it was out of love. You know what I'm saying? It was. But then as life went on, and, you know, me and my husband, we've had more kids, it's gotten a little bit harder to take care of him. And it really puts a restraint on my family, honestly, because, he messes himself. We can't do things like we normally would because of, I hate putting the blame on him because, you know, he can't control what he has. It's not a fault of his own.
Right. I understand that. Why do you say at first you were doing it out of love?
Because it was something that I, like I said, our grandparents raised us. I was always raised to take care of him. And when they weren't around to do it, that's what I did. And when they passed away, that's what I continued doing.
But you never done it out of love. You did it because it was put on you to do it. It was never your choice. You were made to feel guilty and responsible for it. And you were made to believe it was the right thing to do. You have never done it out of love because you have no love.
I hope I have some in me.
You have zero. Human beings don't have love. Human beings don't have love. And that's why this situation with him has only gotten worse over the years and not gotten better, because you didn't do it out of love. Your grandparents and your mother and somebody put that upon you and made you feel guilty if you didn't do it, and made you feel like it was the right thing to do when it was never the right thing to do, and it when you never wanted to do it.
I mean, at first I kind of did.
Only because they made you feel that way.
Probably.
No, they did. I have no doubt about it. They made you feel responsible. They made you feel it was the right thing to do. And you told yourself, oh, I have love. Let me do it. And now you're at a point where it only gotten worse. And out of guilt, you won't even put the boy into a facility that where people are paid to take care of him. Because you're afraid it's the wrong thing to do. Oh, I'm guilty. And you're suffering out of hate and not out of love.
I agree.
So why don't you drop all the evil and start to live and do what's right? You won't be able to do it, but what's right will work through you. You will have a life. Why don't you drop the ego?
I think part of me, like you said, I was trained to do what I do.
Yes.
And part of me has not, I don't want to fail, you know.
But you are failing. You're not.
I know.
You're not winning. You're losing.
I know.
So what do you mean you don't want to fail when you are failing?
Well, because, like, I don't, and I know you say I shouldn't, but I don't want to fail what my grandparents put me out to do. I feel like I'll be failing my brother. I feel like I'll be failing God because the way I kind of put it on myself is like everybody's got their cross to carry, right? And then this is my cross. And my cross is not as hard or as difficult as some other people's crosses are to carry. So who am I to say if this isn't what I'm supposed to carry or not? So that's why I've kind of always limboed back and forth what's in between the right thing to do and the wrong thing to do, because I don't know what I am supposed to do, because I don't know. I can't tell the difference between what I'm supposed to do and what I'm not supposed to do.
If you were doing what you were supposed to do in life, you wouldn't be miserable. You have perfect peace. And your cross is what you need to lay down, which is your ego. You got to die on the cross. You got to die to the ego. God doesn't want, God sent his son so you can lay down your cross, not carry a cross. What the?
I know. I feel guilty even putting my cross on him to carry, because I don't feel like I'm.
But you're not putting your cross on God. You and Satan are one with your cross. God's not going to pick up your cross unless you let go so he can destroy the ego nature, which is evil. That's what he's going to help you that way. But as long as you are Satan of one and you're calling him God, he's not going to help you. There's nothing he can do. And your grandmother put that up on you, and she was wrong to do that to you. Forgive her. She was blind to it, no love. And then your mama, whomever else made you feel guilty about it, forgive them. They had no love. You had no business having this put up on you as a young person. But evil people gave it to you.
Dad, like, I see my mom as evil. I never saw my grandparents as evil because I felt like that was something that was kind of put on them as well. Like,
but
they didn't have to take me in. They didn't have to raise me. They could have, you know, thrown me to a home. They didn't have to do none of that.
But your mother know that your grandmother is evil because your mother is her mother, and your mother, your grandmother recreated your mother, her image. That's why your mother is the way she is. She need to forgive her mother. Your grandmother was not an angel. Maybe an angel of Satan, but not of God. There was nothing good in your grandma. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. You're calling good evil. Or evil good.
The only way I see them as being good is because that's the only, I don't know, that out of everything in life, that was really the only bright thing that I've ever saw, you know? They were the only people that ever really showed any love to me.
Because she wanted to deceive you to make you think that your mother was the problem, not her. And so she took you and made you subject to her so she could cover up that she had destroyed your mother.
You know, and I do kind of say that, like, when I talk to my husband a lot about it, about how my grandmother should have been so much harder on my mother than she was.
Your grandmother did not love your mother, and that's why your mother is suffering. She's angry at your grandmother, her mother. But because of time, you got to drop your false identity. You're no good. You're never going to be any good. You ain't good. And as soon
so do I stop trying to be good? Like, how do you drop that?
By stop trying to be good. Stop believing the thoughts and the lies that you've been told that you could be good. Give up the idea of good. Drop your morals. Drop your ideal of morality, and then you'd be good. But as long as you hold on to morality, you're going to be no good because you're trying to live up to something that's not real, and it was created by human nature, and human nature is evil.
I agree. How do I get rid of my morals, something that's ingrained in me?
And they're ingrained in your mind, not in you. They're ingrained in your mind and your emotions. So drop the thought about morality. Don't ever call yourself moral again. Free people never brag about themselves, never talk about themselves. They take no credit for anything because they're free. Drop your ideas about being moral, about being good, about being this, and about being that, and you'll be free.
So even if I do put him in a home, right? Or that doesn't make me a horrible person. That doesn't make me bad, a bad sister.
And who are you?
I don't know.
So what makes you think you could be bad?
Because I guess I was raised to think I'm supposed to be a certain way.
Right. You've been lied to. You've been set up to suffer in life and not to be free. They imprison you, and you've been living in prison all of your life of your imagination and what your parents and everybody taught you. They taught you wrong. Which is easy for you to accept? You are a sinner, or all your sins have been forgiven?
Honestly, probably I'm a sinner.
But Christ said your sins have been forgiven. I thought you were trying to please God.
I am.
So why are you saying Christ lied when you said your sins have been forgiven?
No.
So then why is it easy for you to accept you're a bad person when Christ said you're not?
No. I think because I don't find myself worthy, I guess.
Worthy of what?
Forgiveness.
What? But who is the self that's not worthy when he said he forgive you? Who are you talking about that's not worthy of forgiveness? Who are you talking about?
I guess myself. Sometimes I just feel like I feel like I've failed.
Who is the self that's feeling this way?
Me.
And who are you?
Evil.
Who are you, though, that feel this way? Because you said, myself, I feel that way. Who is the self that's feeling that way?
I don't know. Brittany, the sister. Brittany, the granddaughter.
So that's your name? You are a granddaughter? You are a sister, but that's not you. Who is the person that's feeling this way?
I don't know. I've never really got to find myself. Never really.
So why do you say I feel this way then?
Because I have always thought this is just me. This is how it is. This is how it was. This is how it will be.
Are you your thoughts?
No.
Are you your feelings?
No.
Are you your body?
No.
So why do you call it you feeling this way?
I don't know, maybe because I haven't found the real me yet, I guess.
And do you want to find the real you?
Of course.
If you want to find the real you, drop the false you. Drop your morality. Drop your trying to be good or bad. Drop your emotions. Drop your ideas. Drop everything, and then you'll see you. Become nothing. Become no identity, and then you'll see you.
Can you tell me how do you do that? How do you drop all that? How do you don't? I don't know how to not do. That's my problem. I don't know how to not do.
Number one, stop calling those things you. No more say I'm good. No more say I'm bad. No more say somebody hurt my feelings or someone made me feel this way or that way. No more say that. Don't even identify with God, because to identify with God is just another false identity. It's a thought. And that's why you don't know God. You're not one with him, because you have this idea about God. But ideas about God is just ideas about God. You will never know God with ideas. But you let all your ideas go and go through hell, by meaning let the ego die, because it's not going to want to, but let it die, and on the other side of hell is heaven. You got to go to hell in order to reach heaven.
I'm already halfway there, so.
Well, you're already in hell, but you got to go you got to go through it by letting it die. You got to feel the pain of the death of the ego, the fear, the worries, the doubt, the jealousy, the envy, the strife, the false love, the false hate. You got to feel all that and let God save it, take it away from you. You got to go through that hell, and then on the other side is heaven.
So how do you know when what you're doing is right or wrong?
When you don't think about it.
When you just do?
When you don't think about it. There's no thinking in right and wrong or wrong. There's no thinking about it at all. When you stop thinking about it, you'll be right and do right.
Thinking, my husband always tells me I think too much.
Because you're one with the devil. You're living it, and your thoughts are not God's thought. His thoughts are way above your thoughts. Your thoughts are not his. And you're not listening to God. You're listening to Satan. That's why I'm telling you to drop your thoughts so you can have the mind of God.
You have to work on silence.
You got to work on forgiving. Forgive your mother. She cannot help herself. She has the same spiritual issues that you're having right now. Her mother screwed her up. Forgive your mother. She couldn't help herself. Forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He didn't know how to do that. He weak. He was afraid of your mother. And don't hold and just do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts and just live your life. Get away from thinking.
Okay. And I will work on it one day at a time.
Right. That's right. Stop trying to be good or bad. Don't be either one. Because neither one or either one are you. Stop by trying to be that. Don't call yourself that again ever. Because it was never you. It was the evil that made a home in you that's been driving you. And it's been pretending that is you. And the world have told you that is you. So you believed a lie.
I agree. I believe that.
So do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts. Let them pass. Do nothing about them. Don't call them you. And you'll see you'll be free. You got to go through hell to reach heaven. You got to go through the death of the ego. In order to get a life, you got to give up a life. And the life you have to give up is the thought and emotional life. The so-called good feelings and the bad one. The good thoughts and the bad one. You got to let them go. You must die if you want to live. The spiritual life.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Jesse. Thank you very much.
I wish you well. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Right now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something about before, but I want to talk to you about this whole identity and ideas and all that.
Okay.
Hey, you say, like, so how do you identify Donald Trump?
How do I identify?
Identity comes from being able to identify something. So how do you identify Donald Trump? Like, what are the qualities that you like about him? That's how, like, you characteristics. Those are the characteristics that you like about Donald Trump, all right?
You asking me how do I identify Donald Trump?
Yeah, how do you identify them? Like, what are the characteristics that you like about Donald Trump?
I identify because I recognize his face when I see him, and then his name. I remember his name is Donald Trump. That's how I identify with him.
Yeah, but also, but like you like him because of the things that he do, right? The things that he did, right?
No, I appreciate the work that he's doing in a physical way, make America great again. I do appreciate that work.
So that means you like what he's doing. You're in favor of what he's doing for like everything. So I mean, so that's like what I'm saying. You like what he's doing.
I appreciate what he's doing. Absolutely. He's working for the country and not against it, and we hired him to work for us, so I appreciate a good employee.
Okay, all right. So you say you appreciate a good employee, so you like him over, but so it's like that. So you identify him as a good employee.
I appreciate the fact that he is going to do the job. He said he's going to do the job that he was hired to do, and that's what an employee should do.
All right, that's what you consider.
I'm answering your question. You don't seem to be getting it. Yes. What is it that you're missing?
No. So the characteristics of Donald Trump is what you like about him. So it's like that's how you identify a person. That's how you identify people by their characteristics, by their traits, by what's good and like what's bad about him.
No, I identify him by his name and his face. That's Donald Trump. When I see Donald Trump, I don't think about Donald Trump being good or bad. I just say, oh, that's Donald Trump.
No, but you just said you like what he's doing. You're in favor of what he's doing. You're not against
him. You said that. I said I appreciate the fact that he will be a good employee.
That's the same thing as being favorable, as liking what somebody is doing.
That's how you think?
No, that's what that's what it is. But I want to get on this, like, the identity, like, is who you are as a person. You say people don't have an identity. Like, the food that you eat, like, the clothes that you wear, the kind of car that you drive, like, the people that you talk to, like, what you watch on television, that identifies you as the person that you are. That puts you in a category. That's not your identity. And that's how you identify that. That's how you, like, go ahead.
Oh, it sounds like you're saying that we should get our identity from other people?
No. You don't get your identity from people. It's like you put people in groups according to like the type of people, like they interests and stuff like that. You are categorized. You could be identified by like what you like or what your interests are.
So for example, if I'm understanding you right correctly, you're saying that if a movie star Denzel Washington, you know who he is, right?
Yeah.
He's an actor, right?
I know who he is.
And he's black. So are you saying that I should get my identity from knowing that he's an actor?
No. That's how you identify him. You know him because he's an actor. That's how you identify him, because he's an actor.
Well,
if he wasn't an actor, you wouldn't be able to identify him, right?
Well, no, I identify him first by knowing his name is Denzel Washington, and I know that he is an actor, and that's what he do, but that's not who he is.
But why would you know that? So you're saying an actor is not what they do? An actor is not what they are. That makes no sense.
An actor is not what they do. It's what they do, but it's not who they are. Now, they may believe that that's who they are, but it's just another false belief. They are not an actor. An actor is what they do. Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
So you think that an actor is who they are?
Yeah, people.
And
that
how
drive
is
are
it
drivers.
That? How is it that is
people
who
that
they
work
are?
Are workers?
How is it that? How is it that is who they are instead of what they do?
If you drive, then you are a driver. That's who you are at that time. You may not drive all the time.
No, that's what you do.
What do you consider that?
So when you get out of the truck driving, are you still a driver?
Yes, you are. If that's what
you're doing. How are you a driver? You ain't in the truck.
If you make a living truck, so you're trying to tell me if you make a living truck driving. If you make a living truck driving, and you know, like, truck drivers can't do certain things, right? Like, they can only work, like, certain hours. They can only, like, there's certain rules to being a truck driver. You know that, right?
But it's still what they do. It's not who they are. You're not the truck, and you're not the driver. It's what you do.
You, what grade education do you have?
I finished high school. And I was number 18 in the class. There were only 18 people in my classroom.
So you were the last one in your class?
I was the last one. And I made an A. One time I made an A in high school.
One time.
Yeah, I made an A. That was an accident. I made it on true. We had to figure out if it's true or false on the test. And I guessed at them, and I got an A. One time I was so happy.
All right. Are you being serious?
I'm being honest. I'm telling you the truth.
Now, what gives you any consideration within yourself that you're qualified to talk about anything?
I'm not qualified.
But you tell people this is how you can get to heaven. They got to go forgive people.
That doesn't mean I'm qualified. What the? Jason, thank you. I got to take a break. Thank you. Back in a moment. Quick break. 888-77-JESSE. And your super chests are coming up, too. Oh, and the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Country and Western Tuesday. Country and Western Tuesday. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. And from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And at 11, Joel Friday TV. You black. Joel Friday TV. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor, baby. Energy all over the place. Energy to just throw away. Give it to him by God. He could be in one place right now, and the next few minutes, another place. The spirit everywhere. The American Anchor, baby. You don't want to miss that either. Listen, folks, you got to work on you. I'm telling you, you got to die from the false self in order to have life. You must give up a life. You ain't going to never have life until you give up the false life. You ain't going to never have life until you do it. So hang it up. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to Christopher, a first-time caller out of New Mexico. Christopher, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Christopher? No, Christopher. Wow, Christopher waited a long time, too. Oh, man. Let me go to Morgan, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Morgan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, how are you?
All is well, Morgan. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I was calling because, you know, I've been listening to your show for a while, and you ask people, like, when they, like, found God, they say they feel, like, at peace, and I felt very different. I felt, like, a lot of regret and burden.
When you found God?
Yeah.
And why did you feel that way?
I don't know. I didn't grow up in a religious household. And then I just felt, like, ashamed, like, slowly in my late 20s of, like, everything that I did in my life. And that made me, like, reevaluate. And to this day, I mean, I still haven't, like, read the Bible to its fullest. But I feel like it could, like, it just, that was my connection. It was, like, I have to do better. Like, I'm not doing good things. And that was my, like, awakening. And everyone else's is peace. So I don't know if what I'm feeling is right.
Why would you feel ashamed about anything when you have never done anything wrong?
Well, I have done wrong. I listened to society teaching women that things that your behavior in a certain way socially was acceptable. And that it's not. And because I fell for the lie, it is wrong.
And why do you call it wrong?
Because I wasn't as easy listening to my husband, and that's not right. I didn't appreciate everything that he did to the fullest. Like, I recognized it, but I didn't appreciate that. That can't be correct.
And you said, so you say you've done wrong, right?
Yes.
And who are you?
I feel like I am just a part of God. And I need to learn my lessons. And it's like when I learned my lessons, I was able to find a path to course correct. But I haven't found full peace yet, but I don't listen to other people. I do for myself. I find society telling me to do other things. I don't listen. I listen to my husband now, who's never steered me wrong. But
and so who are you?
I don't know. I don't fully grasp the meaning of who I am if it's not.
So if you don't know who you are, why do you say you have done wrong? Or why do you feel ashamed if you don't even know who you are? Who's feeling ashamed?
Well, I would say myself, and I know you're saying it can't be you if you don't know.
No, I'm asking you, who are feeling ashamed if you don't know that who you are? Why do you think you're feeling ashamed?
I think I'm feeling ashamed because I feel like I am supposed to be a child of God.
But you're not.
And whether that's correct or not, I don't know.
And the children of God do not have any shame. No such thing as feeling ashamed if you're a child of God.
How do you course correct without recognition?
I'm sorry?
How do you course correct without recognition of your fault?
What does that mean?
What
does that mean, course correcting?
Making better decisions in your life. Being more independent of a thinker and not going with being a sheep. And listening to society, if you don't realize that you were.
You want to know how to make the best decisions in your life ever?
Yes.
Stop making them.
Yeah. I mean, I have. I've been listening to you for a while, and I have been doing it. And the amount of ease that comes with it is astonishing. But again.
And you want to know God?
Yes.
Stop thinking about him. Stop thinking that you're a child of God and that you know God, and stop thinking that you should have shame. Stop thinking all those things, and then you'll be free and you would know the Father.
But I don't feel shame now, but I did about 11 years ago when I originally felt like I should be ashamed and that I'm doing wrong. Now I don't feel shame, but now I'm wondering... Because everyone else who says they found God feels peace, was that really what I was feeling? And I'm thinking, yes, but my experience is very different.
Because you have not found God then. You have found an idea about God. And finding an idea about God is not finding God. Because God is not going to make you feel ashamed about anything. The only thing you need to be ashamed about is thinking that you know God. And you're trying to make your life work, you should be ashamed about that.
Yeah. That's probably true.
So have you dropped your anger?
Yes.
So you forgiven your mother?
Absolutely, sir. I don't have a relationship with her. I forgave her about when I felt this. I forgave her.
Did you tell her?
Yes.
And what did she say?
Well, she's... a little bit of an angry atheist, should I say. So she was not she was happy about it, but then her behavior was still aggressive, still trying to change my mind on things. So
stay away from her. She's evil.
Right. I have no relationship with her for 7 years now, but I have no hate for her.
Right.
It's just best for me not to have one.
Well, Christ came to divide you from her, not make you one with her.
Right.
So let me ask, you have a question for me?
No, I just didn't know what your opinion was to feel like someone who didn't grow up religious, just to automatically feel like this life I'm living is not right. And that's what made me feel like I need to be better to my husband. It made me feel like I need to be a better person all around. And I feel a lot of people feel like it's a peaceful thing. And mine is like a constant work on not letting anything outside change my mind. So it's like, I feel like my experience is different.
Well, what I recommend is you stop trying to control your mind, but overcome your mind by watching it and drop your anger and you'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir. And you have a great day. It was a pleasure talking to you.
You too. Call me again, Morgan.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Amazing. Bye-bye. Bye now. Super chat. Super chat.
California Taco bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Jesse. Jesse, I have an identity crisis. LOL. Lots of laughs. My wife listens. That's alpha. Wife is having a boy. That's alpha. But now I know my son will be a beta baby. Does that make me a beta dad? LOL. Laughing out loud.
No, because you're making a boy first. I guess his first child, right?
I don't know. He doesn't say.
If it's if it's the first child as a boy, you're alpha dad, not a beta dad. But if it's the second child and you made a girl first, then you're beta dad, not an alpha dad. But either way, according to however whoever made up that rule that the next generation is a beta, no matter what you have, it could be a beta baby. Beta. Thank you.
Emilio bought a coffee. Morning, Jesse and experts. Aunt Jemima is back, according to Emilio. Quaker is bringing her back to the bottles.
Right on.
Also cracks me up every time Jesse pronounces the word roof up to the roof. Laughing face sideways with tears. Scrunched face.
Amazing. Thank you.
Derek in Tennessee bought 5 coffees. Is there a reason I've never heard Jesse sing Song of the South by Alabama on Country and Western Tuesday? Did I just miss it at some point?
I say, I wish I was in D.C. Hawaii. Hawaii, I've done that. And I sang another song already.
It's the only song of which I'm aware that has sweet potato pie in the lyrics.
Oh, I don't know that song. What song is it?
Song of the South by Alabama.
Oh, I may know it, but I don't remember it right now.
Thanks to you all so much. I'm so grateful.
Thank you. Stay with it.
Tom bought a coffee. Is it just me, or can you literally see order and harmony being restored as a result of Trump winning?
I feel a change in the air, that's for sure. I don't know what it all means at this point, but something is happening, and it seemed to be amazing. Amazing. Thank you.
Also on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, Cornerstone says, with a donation, says, staying present as much as I can is such a gift.
Right on. Stay with it. This is the theme for this year. Practice, stand present. Walk with God. All right, practice, staying present. Amazing. Thank you.
Cactus Eater Bear gave a diamond. Those two Pussycat songs are two different songs, Jesse.
What do you mean?
They're
two different
songs. Different
people? Well,
yeah,
I know they're a different song.
Because you keep on saying two different sets of lyrics from two different sets of songs.
Because they're two different songs.
But you're singing them all at once.
Oh, I see.
I mean, that's what it seems to be.
Oh, okay. But I know that they're two different songs, and I think both are by Tom Jones.
Nice.
Maybe somebody else made it, too, but I think I could be wrong. But I know Pussycat is by Tom Jones, but I think the other one is, too.
Thanks for the diamond,
yeah,
Cactus Eater Bear.
Thank you.
And also on Buy Me a Coffee, Sancho says love, and then he goes devil horns. I think this one is love, and this is devil, rock and roll.
So is he saying I'm being loved by the devil?
No, I think he means to give, like, the love sign.
Oh.
And I'm just mocking him a little bit.
Oh, thank you. Amazing. Forget about hate.
Because I think he did a typo in the emoji. I could be mistaken, though.
Hate is bitter, not better.
I have my better, not bitter t-shirt. I think it may be available on the Bond store, or we'll check and make sure that it gets there,
hopefully
today.
Nice.
Better,
nice
not
shirt.
Bitter.
Yeah.
RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, by the way. Thank you, Sancho, for your love.
Yeah, thank you.
Ernest gave 5 coffees, wondering if the great Jesse Lee Peterson will wish an old man a happy 30th birthday.
Happy 30th birthday, old man. And I wish you many, many more. Amazing. Happy birthday.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, Wolf 336, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters over there. That's cool.
Thank you.
Cafe Mocha, 3 coffees. Hey, Jesse and crew, hope all is well. I just wanted to ask if a man and woman are having their first child and it turns out to be a boy, but the mama has a miscarriage, does that still make the man an alpha dad?
Absolutely. If the first baby is a boy, whether they make it or not, you still alpha male and not a beta male.
Great. R.I.P. to the child.
Yeah, R.I.P.
But it was going to be a beta baby anyway, right? Anyway, sorry.
If he's born in the new year.
Right. Krevin bought a rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
Qualifications are man-made. Wisdom transcends them.
Amazing. Thank you.
Sounds like a message for Jason in Buffalo.
Oh.
Trying to act like you're not qualified to comment on anything.
When he found out that I was the last in my class and I only made an A1, he like, you ain't qualified. What makes you qualified? That doesn't even make sense to me.
Indeed.
People with degrees definitely are not qualified. What the? Amazing. Okay.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. Amazing. Thank you. That's it for now?
Yep.
Let me go quickly to the phone. Joseph, our first time call out of Texas. Joseph, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Joseph.
Come off of mute.
Joseph, come off mute. Okay. I'm going to put Joseph on hold because he's been waiting a while, and he might just be on mute and doesn't mean it. Let me try Chris again really fast. Chris, a first-time call out of New Mexico. Let's try it again, Chris.
Yeah, I'm here.
I can hear you now. Welcome to the show.
All right. Yes, sir. I wanted to know, about the spirit. Like, what exactly is that?
Oh, the biblical question?
No. Yes.
Are you living from your mind or from your spirit?
Yeah, I don't see how it could be possible to live from your spirit.
Why not?
Because, a spirit doesn't exist.
And why do you say that?
There's no proof of it.
So you don't think you are spirit?
No.
And what do you think you are?
I'm human. I'm made up of the cells and atoms and all that. That's about it. We got no proof of anything else.
Oh. Okay. And so are you responding to the... I was told that you want to respond to the biblical question, right?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, what exactly is a spirit, though.
Oh, okay. I want to respond to that, Chris, but it's the biblical question. Do you watch The Fellowship on Sundays?
No.
Well, watch The Fellowship or podcast this Sunday at rebuildingaman.com/church. And I'll put my little 2 cents in then, but I want to hear from more people about the biblical question. So I can't respond to it right now.
Okay.
All right. Have you dropped your anger, Chris?
I don't have any anger.
Oh, you have no anger?
We all have, can experience that emotion, but I'm not holding on to any anger, no.
So have you dropped your anger?
I don't know what that means.
And so do you have anger?
I can experience anger at times, yes. It's a human emotion. Everybody experiences anger.
So do you have anger?
I guess, yeah. I guess, yes.
Why don't you drop it? Why are you holding on to it?
I don't know what drop it means.
Drop your anger. If you want to know what the spiritual life is like or is, you got to drop your anger. Why don't you drop the anger? Why are you holding on to it?
Isn't there demons, though? Aren't there, like, demons? Ain't they in the spirit life? Shouldn't my anger be able to still allow me to connect with them?
Well, your anger have you 100% connection to evil demons. That's why your heart is evil, because you won't drop your anger.
No, I want a connection with the spirit life, be it good or evil. Like, I want some type of evidence. Well, I can't see it for being good. I can't see it for being bad. I don't get how it still exists. Like, where are we getting this from?
Because your anger is evil. You are connected with evil. You and evil are one.
I mean, that sounds good, but I'm a pretty good person, man. I'm not evil.
What's good about you?
My morals.
What's good about your moral?
I'm a good person on my own. I do things according to the right way without the threat of damnation or the promised land. Like, I'm just good because I choose to be good.
What's,
I know better.
What's good about you? Tell me one thing that's good about you. Like, one thing.
My personality.
Your what?
My personality, my work ethic.
So
I told you my morals, everything is good.
And so when you're angry, are you good?
No.
And so you're good and bad?
Am I good what?
And bad and evil.
I can be good and bad. I'm not good and bad, but I can be. It's a behavior. You can choose to do good things. You can choose to do bad things. And I don't.
One last time in there, I want you to call me again, but what's good about you?
I told you.
What?
Everything.
Like what?
My personality, the way I can conduct myself, the way I can rationalize and
why do you call that? Why do you call that good?
Because it's bad to think the way like you think. Like, you believe in a fairy tale. You believe in something that with no proof, no real evidence. Like, I think that's
And why
that's
do
crazy.
You call that bad?
Because you're lying to yourself. It's not good to lie.
Oh.
I don't lie. Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm honest.
Because of time, Chris, call me again. Very interesting, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. And I'll respond to the biblical question on Sunday. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly to Pete, a first-time call out of South Carolina. Pete, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
All is well, Pete.
Hey, sorry. I've been listening to your conversations here, the last few you just had, and especially with the young man asking what a spirit was. And I just want, you know, just want to let him know it has actually been proven scientifically. You can look it up. They really can't understand what it is, but it's called electromagnetic field. But that's not what I called you about, man.
Okay.
I called to kind of touch on the changing things in America, man.
Okay.
The changing waves in America. I'm a veteran out here, and I actually just had this interaction with the VA. And, you know, I'm dealing with my coordinator, and guess what? They're not in the office, man. They're working from home. And this is like...
What a mess.
It's hard to get care from the VA hospital.
Yeah.
When everybody's, you know, working from home.
Well, hopefully Trump will fire them once he get in there.
Yeah, hopefully, man. I actually told the young lady who finally picked up, I said, well, this is why y'all going to have to come back to the office right here. This is the reason why.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but...
you know what's bad about that? What's really evil about that is that in America, they treat the illegal aliens better than they do the vets of America. That's mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, it is pretty mind-blowing. Pretty mind-blowing.
That's amazing to me,
man. It's an ongoing battle. Well, listen, I've got this crazy dichotomy happening with my mom
and
my sister, right? I kind of warned them about the culture and how the culture was killing us years ago. And, you know, I kind of unsubscribed to the hip-hop culture. You know, of course, I had my favorite. But I, you know, it was on the conscious tip, right? And I just didn't like where things were heading. They were head over heels over how things were heading, and it just blew up in their face with Kamala Harris.
Yeah. What a mess.
And, oh, man, the shrapnel.
Pete, let me do this.
The shrapnel.
Are you able to call me back tomorrow another day, and I'll take your call as soon as you call in? We're going to get cut off in a minute here.
Okay. Listen, I'll call back again soon, man. I appreciate your show.
Okay.
And I appreciate all the listeners out there. Y'all take it easy.
All right, buddy. Call me again and remind them that I asked you to call back, all right?
All right, that's cool. Peace.
Okay. Thank you. That way I can take you right away. You waited for a while. I am out of time. Listen, do what you want. Stay in your hell, stay in your misery, or be free. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there. Forgive your mothers. Every human being got to forgive mama. Ain't no way around it. No such thing as a good mother. Forgive your father. You got to forgive your father. No such thing as a good father. Except for the father and the mother who are now working on themselves, right? Forgive them. God will forgive you. Stay on that. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer so you can come out of the false self. By becoming aware of it. All right. Thank you for your super chats and your support, your donations. I do appreciate it. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake Report tomorrow is Manhood Hour. It's Wednesday already. Manhood Hour. If you love your hell, stay in your hell. Stay miserable. Blame others for the way you feel. Stay in your hell. If you hate your hell, come out of your hell. If you don't love it. If you don't want to be one with it, come out. You can come out. The gates are wide open. The cell door is open. Walk out of your prison. Thank you all. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the preacher will rise. The Hake Report. After that, Joy of Friday TV at 11. And then after that, at 12, the American Anchor Baby. All Pacific time. Take care, folks. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.